Test 68, Section 3, Question 13. Now, this is a most supported question. And we take a look, we accept everything they give us and say, therefore, what's probably going to be true. So it says, the size of the northern fur seals provides a reliable indicator of their population levels. Smaller average body size, the larger the population. So the smaller the size, the larger the population. So it's an inverse correlation. Archaeologists studied seal fossils covering an 800-year period when the seals were hunted for food by native peoples in North America and found that the average body size of seals did not vary significantly. So basically, their body size didn't vary significantly. Now, if we put those two things together, that says if their body size didn't vary significantly, then it's likely that their population levels didn't vary significantly either. So we'll want to look for something that says their population level didn't change much. So A, during the 800-year period, studied seal hunting practices did not vary substantially between different groups of native peoples. It's not about the practices, it's about the, all we know is the seal population. Body size of northern fur seals is not strongly correlated with overall health. We don't really know anything about overall health. Before the 800-year period studied, the average body size of northern seals fluctuated dramatically. We don't know anything about the period previous to that. Native peoples in North America made an effort to limit their hunting of northern fur seals in order to prevent depletion of seal populations. Well, maybe. It seems weak, but it is the best we have. And then, hunting by native peoples of North America did not significantly reduce the northern fur seal population over the 800-year period studied. That is going to be our correct answer. It's better than D because we don't know whether the native peoples made an effort to limit their hunting in order to prevent depletion, just that their effort, what they did not actually deplete the population significantly. And so therefore, E is our correct response.